Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I am on freaking fire, baby. I want to talk about so many things. I feel like I've lived so much life since I chatted with you last one-to-one, just us, like a little coffee chat. But I have other important things I need to share with you. Like, I can't just give you the life update. You're going to have to go to my Instagram and watch my stories to get the life updates in real time, okay? Because life is moving at such a quick pace. Like, I can barely catch up, let alone give you the tea, okay? But today, I want to talk about Full Send. Somebody, Haley, shout out to Haley Ringsinger. I'm not sure if I know how to say her last name correctly. She did this post in the Facebook group and it was such an amazing question. She was like, tell me about a time when you've been brushed up against a decision that made zero financial sense, but you 100% knew it was the right decision in your life. And what was it and how did you move through it? And I was like, this is so freaking perfect because this is actually what Full Send was built on. It was me looking at my entire life and being like, what is the through line of my life? What is the story of my life? The story is that Stephanie Wigner goes all in full fucking send with anything and everything. It is not like I dip my toe in when it comes to love, right? It's not like I dip my toe in when it comes to experiences. It's not like I dip my toe in when it comes to starting businesses and growing brands. I go all out 100%. And that means each year, each time I go to do something, the standards get elevated, right? Because in order to keep playing full out, you have to keep refining your vision and refining what you're working towards. It does not allow you to become stagnant when you're living this full send life. It was such a good question. It got me thinking because I'm like, I want to look back and be able to tell people how this has just been an identity for me. And for those of you that don't know, Full Send season is here. So Full Send is a mini program that we do once a year that creates massive momentum in your life. We dive into energy. We dive into mindset, to identity. We dive into obliterating any money limitations that you have within your mind. We dive into setting the standard for your life, giving you the confidence to go after everything you want. And it is finally here to where you can sign up. So check the show notes, sign up, don't wait. You literally are going to want to be in this and it's only $33. And I've already gotten so many DMs. Like, why is it only $33? Because I don't want you to allow money to be an excuse. Because once you get inside, I'm going to get you to realize how money is so made up. It's not even funny. But I want you to not allow. A lot of you are out here letting money dictate every fucking decision you make. And you live in a beautiful country full of opportunity. And you're walking around and you're like, I can't do this. That's too expensive. Oh, I can't. I won't. Oh, that must be nice for that person. No, it's all bullshit. It all lives in your mind. Money is attracted to the highest vibration. Money is attracted to the person that is going full send. So if you don't have money, it's your fault. You are responsible for that because you're not leading your life in a way that money actually wants to be a part of the conversation or a part of the game that you're playing, okay? We're going to dive into that inside of Full Send. This gets me so fired up if you can't tell. Like, I'm really throttling myself right now because I just want to go off on 100 tangents, but the purpose of this episode is for you to get to understand, like, there are probably times in your life where you have went full send. There's moments of confidence. There's moments of bravery. There's moments of moving without logical thinking. There's moments of trusting your intuition. We need that to become your baseline. We need that to become the only thing guiding your decisions. We don't want to live in linear growth. We don't want to live, does this make sense? Can I do it? Does this make sense? Whose approval do I need? Whose permission do I need? That slows you the fuck down. What we want to live in is this world over here in quantum, where you get results that don't make sense, where you get such insane results and you're living a life that is actually astronomical, out of this world, that most people will never understand. I've tapped into that frequency. I plan to share with you more and more. And even inside of Full Send, if you guys knew the amount of money that we make on a daily basis, the kind of experiences that we live, 1/10 of it gets shared to social media, truthfully. And the stuff that we're planning for in the future, like the way that we're able to impact communities, like I donate so much money, and I don't say that because I don't need credit for it. It's why it's not on my social. It's why it's not anywhere else. Like I was chatting with some of the girls a couple of weeks ago in Denver, telling them of some of the things that I've contributed to. And they were like, you are seriously such a generous person. I appreciate that. And it feels good to be recognized, but I don't post about how generous I am because I don't need the recognition for it. I do it because I can and because it makes me happy. And because when I tell you that I just am not interested in more money to have more money, I'm interested in more money so that I can do better and good and amazing and incredible things with it. It's part of my identity. It's not just something I say to get likes. So I don't need to tell you all of these characteristic traits that I possess. So when I say that I'm going to give, I'm going to give full send as well. I want you to understand it's a part of my identity. It's part of who I am. It's can be a part of your identity too. And that's what I want to get you to understand. Some of these stories of when I've went full send, they obviously have catapulted and 10x'd and what's the word I'm looking for? Like compounded over time, but it didn't start with these big crazy risks. Originally, I was like, what is one of the first times I went full send? And I didn't give a fuck what anybody thought. My grandfather who helped raise me, God rest his soul, that man was one of the most important people in my life. And he lived to be 93 years old. And what a hoot he was. He was a crazy old alcoholic, stubborn cowboy that drank Coors Original for breakfast, okay? And he got really sick when I was in undergrad school and I moved home to help care for him. And he needed 24-hour care. He was on a hospice care. My mom found him unconscious, rushed him to the ER. We had to take him off life support. He was in liver failure. They thought he wasn't going to live. We brought in our pastor. We prayed over him. My mom, my sister, and I never left his side the whole 2 weeks he was in the hospital. And he had a miraculous recovery. Of course, it was totally God healed him because it didn't make sense because he should have been in liver failure. But also there was a bit of a medical induced coma. So I don't have time to unpack all that for you chiropractors on here that are listening. Like we know what's wrong with the medical system, right? So prayed over him. He had a miraculous recovery, went to live 7 years past that, which was incredible. However, when I realized he needed 24-hour care, I withdrew from undergrad my senior year to move home and take care of him. The amount of people that told me I was an idiot for doing that, I was never going to amount to anything because I went home and I took care of him while my mom was at work. And then I waited tables at night when my mom was home with him. So everybody was like, you're never going to leave Dodge City, Kansas. Like you're always going to be a waitress. Like just, you know, complete naysayers. I didn't give a shit because I was like, this is what feels good in my soul. When I'm on my deathbed, and if this is my grandfather's deathbed, I want him to remember that I was here for him the way that he was there for me my whole life. And I feel good about that. And it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. And there was a beautiful, special moment where he just looked at me while I was taking care of him and just thanked me and truly was like, I can't thank you enough for coming home to take care of me in this time that I've gotten with you is so special. My grandfather was not a man of affectionate words. You know, my mom said she grew up her whole life not really hearing I love you. And it's when we came into his life that he turned a little bit more into a teddy bear. But it was just such a special moment. I'll have that memory for the rest of my life. And that was 100% withdrawing from KU to move home and take care of him. Next thing I did is I went to chiropractic school. I didn't even know what chiropractic school was. I had no money for chiropractic school. I was applying for all those stupid FAFSA applications to be like, hey, can I even get money approved? I didn't know what chiropractic was. Didn't know if I was going to like it. Didn't know if I was going to hate it. Was willing to go into multiple six figures of debt just to give it a whirl, just to give it a chance. Fuck around, find out. Let's see what happens. I was willing to do that. I get there. I'm like, wow, this is the most amazing decision that I could have made for my life. These people think like me. These people have an energy. They want to make the world a better place. Like, let's go. This is where I belong. Then I fell in love with Kyle Bilquist. And I was in love with him for a long time before I actually told him. But we officially were only dating for 9 months before we had to make a decision about what we were going to do after graduation. By the way, we started dating and 3 weeks later, he moved into my apartment with me. So we were pretty much full send in that relationship from the get-go. But it came to a point to where we're like, okay, shit, we have to plan what we're doing after school. He missed living by the beach. I was like, great, let's go to Jersey. Let's figure it out. We were only dating 9 months. I had no commitment. The dude was like not interested in getting married anytime soon or proposing anytime soon. I was like, you know, we're in love. We're going to be together. He's like, girl, you need to chill. I was like, fine. I was willing to move across the country, leave all my friends, my family, everybody in the Midwest to just be with him, to follow my heart. It didn't make any sense. It was actually really hard when I moved out here the first 2 years. We lived in a crazy lady's basement because that's the only rent we could afford. We were literally renting a bedroom in her basement in some weird freaking town that I can't even pronounce in New Jersey. And that was a full send moment. I trusted myself to figure it the hell out. I trusted myself, okay? After that, I left my associate position. It was paying me $65,000 a year. It was a great position. I was making more money than most of my friends that got associate positions at that time. Because again, that was like 10 years ago, right? So I was miserable though. And I was like, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I want to do with the rest of my life. And I only have $2,000 in my bank account, but I'm going to turn in my notice and I'm going to open my own business. And then I went to the bank and the bank would not approve me for any loans. I only wanted a small loan, like a $20,000, $30,000 loan. They wouldn't approve me. So I opened on all credit cards. And by month two, I was covering my overhead. And by month three, I was profitable. And that was a full send moment because it didn't make sense on paper. Steph, you got this good job. You went to school for 8 years. Don't you want to stay here? No, actually I don't, because it's not aligned with my highest calling. And also now we have 5 clinics. We just opened our 5th clinic this week, which brings me to my next point. It took some timing and it took some probing, but I got Kyle to leave his $250,000 a year partnership that he was a part of inside of his clinic to go and open his own clinic. It didn't make sense. Our families were like, you've never made this much money before. Why are you leaving? I knew we were meant for more. I had this inner knowing. He had it too. He just needed me to coach him through it. And now we're opening our 5th clinic. Like, what is life? Because we went all in, because we went full send. We were like, we can do this. Let's bet on ourselves. I'm going to go all in, all chips on the table, push them all in anytime on Stephanie Wigner and Kyle Bilquist. I am going to risk it all for them because of how they've showed up for themselves, how they stay committed, how they have that BDQ mentality. They don't quit no matter how hard it gets. That's what it means to live a full send life. Okay. Then 2021 rolls around. Mama decides she's not living in her little starter home and she wants her $1 million dream home. And it was still COVID times. Jersey was still really weird. And I decided we're going to move into our dream house. And it's 4 times the mortgage of what our current house is. And everybody was like, now's not the right time to buy. The prices are skyrocketing. You can imagine how that worked out for me. Have you seen house prices in 2025? Thank goodness I didn't listen to all the people who told me it was a bad idea and I trusted myself. After that, I decided with the offices were crushing, I wanted to start a coaching company. So I invest 6 figures to host my first event called Scale Up. If you were there, you know, had amazing speakers, great venue. First event that I ever did. I was committed. I had this vision. I had this 3 a.m. download. I was like, I need to host an event and get entrepreneurs in the same room and really light their hearts on fire for what they're building and show them that anything is possible. I'm willing to invest my own money into this vision that I have. It doesn't make sense. I don't even know if I'm going to sell 1 or 2 tickets. It might just be me and the team and the coaches and Kyle there. Like, who knows? But I'm willing to do it. Now, in present time, my events sell out every single time. We're constantly having to get bigger venues to accommodate more people because the demand is there. Imagine if I never would have risked it all and went all in on that vision to host events and make that part of my brand. I also have let go of coaching offers that do not excite me, even though people are paying for them. I got rid of an offer that was monthly recurring revenue of, I think it was $12,000 a month. It might've only been last year, by the way. I really cannot have a grasp on it. So I don't even try to anymore. $12,000 a month in revenue. That is 6 figures in an offer. Most coaches will never, ever have one offer kick off 6 figures, let alone multiple ones. And I decided it just wasn't serving me. It wasn't serving my clients the way that I had intended it to. It wasn't bringing me joy. It wasn't lighting my heart on fire. And so I was just going to do away with it. I would have an opportunity for people to jump in to something else, but I was going to close that offer. Literally months later, probably even the next month later, we had an insane record month inside of the business without that $12,000 a monthly recurring. So you have to bet on yourself. You have to listen to that inner voice. You have to listen to that inner knowing. And for me, like, this is how I lead my life. The only thing I operate on is intuition and what feels good in my body. People all the time will be like, Steph, how are you doing this? How are you doing this? Like, people don't get the results I do because they refuse to tap into their own power. That's what I want to be able to do for you. I want to activate that power inside of you, because it's going to be different than my power. But the power inside of you, when you listen to it and you tap into it and you let it lead your life, you create results that do not make sense to the average person. Because so many people are walking around in this world, especially in present time, distracted, disempowered, miserable, depressed, like all of these things, because they refuse to tap into their own power. Meanwhile, there's a whole community of us leading extraordinary lives, going after everything we want, not being affected by the economy, not being affected by the naysayers. And I want that for you so badly. This is the only way that you can lead an extraordinary life. And I'm currently in present time sending it so hard. I want to tell you guys a little bit inside of the program. Of course, I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm trusting my intuition. I'm leading with confidence. I don't know how it's all going to work out for me. It might not work out, but you know what? If it doesn't, I'm going to learn something along the way. And that's what I need you to understand about leading a full sun life, is it's not about everything always being perfect and everything working out for you. It's about you trusting that inner voice and knowing that even if the result you get looks different than what you anticipated, it's taught you so much along the way to prepare you for the next quantum leap. And as long as you don't quit, you are going to get there. And if this sounds good to you and you're like, I want to be around people that are leading full sun lives, you absolutely have to join us inside of Full Sun. We kick off the beginning of October and we only do this once a year, and the price does increase. So grab it at $33 while you can. Even at the max price, it's totally worth it. Last year, I did it for $200 and we had hundreds of people jump in. But this year, I was like, you know what? I want to get this in the hands of as many people as possible, and I don't want price to be an objection. So my team doesn't think it's the best idea. Again, doing what I want on that one, but we would love to have you. And I just hope, if anything you take away from this episode, it's that you hold all the fucking power. You always have, you always will. And the moment that you realize that, your entire life will change. I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.